This week on Florida Matters, we're taking a look at the tough job of starting your own business. In this preview, WUSF's Lisa Peeks introduces you to Tanya Donati, the co-founder of a company that's enjoying success by selling a fermented drink known as kombucha in local health food stores.
Inside the Mother Kombucha warehouse in St. Petersburg, the air is rich with a vinegary, yeasty scent. Long-neck brown bottles are being labeled, filled two at a time with jasmine flower kombucha tea, capped, and packed into crates where they're priced and taped to be on their way to market. I asked Tanya Donati about who's buying her product.
Our customer base is quite wide. I would say our average age range is mid-20s to 50s, but it's very wide.
How have you been able to get the word out about your product?
One of the best things we did early on was vend at the local farmers markets and outdoor events. We started at Saturday Morning Market in St. Petersburg, and that was a great way to reach a wide variety of customers, wholesale customers. We met the owners of Local Market that way, and then just the general public and the people that support us.
How would you describe the entrepreneurial spirit?
You just have to be ready for things to never be the same. Like, every single day there's a different challenge, and I think you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
What would you do differently now, knowing what you know?
I would probably have secured more financing at the beginning.
What advice do you have for first-time entrepreneurs?
I would say do your homework. Be sure that it's something that you just inherently feel very, very excited about, and you're going into it because it's really something you want to dedicate yourself to. It really is true that if you find something you love, you never work a day in your life, and that's what it's been like. We work so, so hard, 80 hours a week, up all night, just constant, never ending. And it's a sacrifice, but it's also so much fun that it doesn't feel like it's a sacrifice.
Tell me about your biggest triumph. What's the coolest thing that happened along the way?
Oh, gosh. I think it was when we went from basically working out of a commercial kitchen, brewing very much like a home brewer does, to building out our facility, learning how to use equipment that none of us had any idea, knew nothing about, and then, you know, seeing it on the shelves of local businesses.
What was the worst thing that happened?
You know, the hardest process was going through the SBA loan process. It was just extremely long and extremely trying, and you never felt like you were getting anything right, and it just took three times as long as we thought it would, and there wasn't anything we could do about it. Problems within the brewery, when there's a problem, we know how to fix it. If it's a mistake, you dump it and you start over. If it's not good enough, you just get rid of it and you keep moving. But when it's something you're having to do that's completely out of your control, that's the hardest part.
So what's the future for you?
We're currently looking for and in the process of getting distribution, and our goal is to be the kombucha brewery of Florida, not just of the Tampa Bay area.
Tanya Donati, the co-founder of Mother Kombucha in St. Petersburg. It can be tough to start a business, but it can pay off in a big way, leading to innovation and job growth. We'll meet more local entrepreneurs who are making that happen on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.